God, you are so good. God is clearing the way. He is removing everything that has been built illegally. In our lives and in the church. And there is a realignment going on. Nadia said it this morning. She said, I align myself with your desire. And Thelma also said it. She said, live from there. Live from this new place. That's partly what I want to speak on this morning. The word that God gave me for this morning was declaration. And that's, he was performing his word from the very first note, from the very first song. It was about declaration of who he is, what he has done, what he's going to do. And that is the place that he is bringing us into, and that's the place that he wants us to live out from. Two definitions of a declaration: a formal or explicit statement or announcement, a declaration of love. And the second, the formal announcement of the beginning of a state or condition, the declaration of war. He says in his word that when, before new things spring forth, I will declare them to you. And that is a word that he is giving us and has given us many times. But there is a flip side to that of us declaring who we are. And by doing that, you actually go to war on everything else that is negative and a lie in your life. And that's what he's also been doing this morning. We have all been in the firing line and on the receiving end of things that are negative in life from other people and from ourselves. Be that inadequacy, feeling useless, pointless, and worthless, fear, rejection, insignificance, insecurity, condemnation, guilt, shame, disappointment, disapproval. But it's time, it's enough, it's done. He is breaking and has broken and is removing that tie that we have and we identify with. God is the God of instead. Oh, completely lost. I know I'm good. He is here in such power. Oh, Father, help me. I don't want to say anything or do anything that will cut across what you are doing. I want to completely align myself to execute your counsel. Jesus said this about himself in Isaiah 61. And we all know it really well, but I'm going to read it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former desolations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and pasture your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But you will be called the priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. And you will eat the wealth of nations. And in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. God is the God of instead. He wants to live us to live out of that place of instead, to identify with the instead. All those things that have been spoken over you have been ministered to you in one form or another. He's saying, take it off. Put on my mind, my thoughts. Loren brought the scripture of lifting up your head. It's talking about having higher thoughts. He says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That doesn't mean they're not obtainable. They're higher. When you lift your head, it completely changes your posture and your perspective. You're not looking down. You're not stooped over. You're not belittled. He's completely changing our perspective. I've spoke previously on knowing your place and how God sees us. And I will reiterate some of that, because it's so foundational and it's so important. Because he's removing everything off the foundation that is not of him. In John 15, 4-9, Jesus uses the word abide or abides 8 times. And I think we know this scripture is about abiding in the branch, being the vine. He's the vine and we're the branches, and we need to abide in him. So I'm not going to read that. But the meaning of that word abide is to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy. Abide, continue, dwell, endure, be present, remain, stand, tarry. And he uses the present tense He doesn't say, you will abide in me. He says, abide in me. He's saying as if it's already a done deal, because he knew it was going to be a done deal through the cross. That is what he did through the cross. So we have to come to a place of declaration. Thelma touched on the in him scriptures a couple of weeks ago. And we do need to look at those in depth. And we actually have to align ourselves with them and agree with them and actually declare them over our lives. Yes. So, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Therefore, if anyone is grafted, that's, I added that word, in Christ, he is becoming a new creature. The old things are passing away. Behold, new things are coming.
Yes, amen.
No. I read that wrong. To see if you would actually respond. If anyone is in Christ or grafted into Christ, he is a new creature. Yes. Not he is becoming, he is. The old has passed away. It has been dealt with completely. Behold, new things have come, and all of these new things are from God. You are completely and utterly created in his image. It's done. And he is saying, let's say that this carpet, this is my position, this is my legal position. It may not be my living condition, I may not feel it, but this is the place that he has placed me. He has placed me in completeness and perfection, because Jesus is complete and perfect. And God has placed me in Jesus and Jesus in me. And that's why Jesus says, abide, remain, stay in this place. Don't step out, but stay here. It's not something that I'm out here and I've got to obtain. I've got to work on. I've got to earn. I've got to be a little bit more holy, and then I might get through the door and I'm in. Oh, but I sinned. Oh, I'm out here now. This is my position. That's why he says in Colossians, you are holy, you are blameless, you are beyond reproach. It is a statement, it is a declaration. He proclaims it over you. That is how he presents you. If he was in this room and he would be introducing you to somebody, he would say, this is Naomi Hope. She's holy, she's blameless, she's beyond reproach. In whom is all my delight? No apologies. The Passion says it this way. Now, if anyone's enfolded into Christ, he is becoming an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new, and God has made all things new. So when you agree with that statement and you actually say that and you say, I am a new creation, you are making a declaration of love, but also you're making a declaration of war. Because you're declaring war on all those things that says, no, you're inadequate, you're not good enough, you don't deserve it. But that's why it's grace. Yes, we don't deserve it, but he has given it anyway, and he's given it freely, and he has given it all. Romans 12:2 says this, and do not be conformed to the same pattern fashion self according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." We have to agree with his word. We have to agree with what he's saying about us. And by doing so, we make that declaration of love, but we also declare war on all the negative things and all the things that hold us back. Colossians 3, 1-3 says this: "If anyone has been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above." There it is again. "Not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with God." I love that scripture. Your life is hidden with God. Perfect camouflage. We look so much like him that actually we can't be told apart. These scriptures are so deep. They have so many layers to them. They're so transforming. Corinthians 5:21. "And he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have right standing before the Father. Jesus did not just die for you, he died as you. So you could not just live for him, you could live as him. There's such power in his word that if we apply it to our lives, it will transform us. It will change our identity and what we identify with. It will change the way we think about ourselves and actually the way that we think and see others. John 4:15-17. "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him." There's that word abide again. Same translation. "And he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world." As he is, so also are we in this world. What a statement. That affects every area and aspect of your life. As he is, so are we. So I just wanted you to take a moment and think about your favorite characteristic of God. Now I want you to say to yourself quietly, I am, whatever that characteristic is, in Christ Jesus. You can say it multiple times if you want to. He is moving us, or has moved us, from supplication to declaration.
I
Father, beginning of Song of Solomon, the very first scripture says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Stimulate me, Lord. Stimulate me with your word, your breath, your life. Fascinate me, captivate me, satisfy me, stimulate me. You are looking to perform your word. Father, in every word that you've spoken over us individually and corporately, we want to turn back to you. And every word in your scripture says who we are in Christ and who Christ is. Highlight it to us that we might apply it, we might declare it. we might put it on like a garment. We will take off everything else that is not of you. Every thought and emotion. And live out of that place. Abide and remain and tarry in that place. Amen.